Well, it's being called the Great Recession. It's also called the Lesser Depression and also the Long Recession. We haven't settled on a name for what happened in 2008, and we also haven't agreed on the cause or the solution. Turns out we may not even have an end date for it. It could be that the weak, meager recovery we're in right now is just a slight break from an ongoing recession that we will soon return to. Remember, the official definition of recession is two or more consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. But many Americans don't bother with that official definition. For them, the recession never ended. So to talk about a double dip or another recession to them seems silly. Joining us now, Michael Spence, Nobel laureate in economics and professor of economics at NYU's Stern School of Business. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
You know, many economists wouldn't define it this way, but this broad definition of recession or depression is what many people refer to when they talk about the Great Depression in terms of the beginning and the end. The period of time in which people were still struggling, in which they were still seeing their incomes sharply down, they still called that a depression, even though officially it may have not been so.
No, that's absolutely right. The technical definition doesn't, in this case and in the Great Depression, doesn't correspond with the experiences people have, or many people.
So for many Americans, when we start talking about going back into a recession, for them that rings rather hollowly.
Yeah, no, I think the concern, just to put it in ordinary language, is I mean, we're clearly in a recession by the common sense version of the term. The question is, are we going to have another big downturn or just struggle along for a while? I think that's what people are trying to talk about.
So how does it, what difference does it make, that economic official definition? You know, I mean, for the millions of Americans who still feel like they're in a recession, for them, does it matter whether we go into a double dip or not officially?
Not officially, no, but it matters a great deal whether we have another major downturn, you know, from a major wallop as well. No, I mean, the technical definition, Celeste, was designed for what you might call ordinary cyclical swings, ups and downs, recessions, and that doesn't apply in this case. I think there's general agreement on that. But whether we struggle along, you know, with a difficult, very difficult employment situation or have a bit major downturn that makes it worse, I think is of direct material relevance to people.
Is it usual when one experiences, I mean, not just in American history, but when any country goes into a really serious recession, is it usual to kind of dip your toes back in and out and out and in and out and in?
No, there's two kinds of recessions, I mean, or crises, I guess. One is the ordinary kind that's based basically on the business cycle and incomes drop off and demand drops off. This one's based on balance sheets and leverage and deleveraging. You know, it's been carefully studied by Reinhardt and Rogoff. These ones have happened in the past, and they're different from the other ones. They take much longer to get out of, and they frequently dip down again as well.
We're speaking with Michael Spence, who's a Nobel laureate in economics and professor of economics at NYU's Stern School of Business. You know, Michael, it occurs to me that perhaps these official definitions that get bounced around so much, especially in things like the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, may lead to some of the disenchantment that we're seeing in these Occupy Wall Street protests. If you follow me here, that the yeah. idea of going back into recession that so many people are talking about, and then the other idea that most Americans feel like we never left, that makes people feel isolated, like there is a 99% and a 1%, and 1% of the country has been seeing a recovery and the rest of us have not.
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely right, Celeste. I mean, we have, you know, astonishingly high unemployment and underemployment. We have a lot of young people unemployed. That's true in many countries around the world. And it doesn't look like, and the recovery has occurred mostly in the large financial sector and in the upper end of the kind of income distribution in multinational companies and so on. And I think people are saying, you know, we may not understand this whole system, but we don't think it's designed to make us better off or serve our needs.
So, I mean, what can we do differently then? I mean, let's say, Michael Spence, let's just put a big if out there. And let's say that what we're seeing really is a very painful correction to what was a dysfunctional financial global market. If that's the case, then what can we do differently? Perhaps something that hasn't been done in past recessions to pull us out of it, or to make this global correction, if it is one, go by faster.
Well, you know, I think the answer is there's not that much we can do to make it go faster. You know, we have an ordinary set of or semi-ordinary set of, recovery challenges, but we also have structural and competitive problems in the economy. For example, we didn't generate really any employment for two decades in the tradable side of the economy, you know, goods and services that trade. So I think we it's a complicated subject, but we have to address those structural issues or we're not going to be serving the needs of people very well.
So, Michael Spence, let's take a look. We're still the biggest economy in the world, but
right.
Yet are we driving global prosperity in the form of economic growth across the world, or are we more dependent on growth in places like China and Brazil and India?
Well, we're certainly not driving growth. We have very low growth, and it's been declining, John. And, the high growth part of the world is the emerging economies, with China in the lead, but lots of others going along. I think we can get back to reasonable levels of growth, but it's going to take some serious investment in things like skills, infrastructure, probably tax reform, and a sensible educational policy. We'll get there, but I think it's going to be a struggle.
Well, that's the struggle that you're talking about is probably political, don't you think? I mean, it sounds to me like you're talking about just not tax reform, not just financial reform to a certain extent, but political reform.
Yeah, I think the reason people, including the markets, have lost their optimism is that is related to a concern both in the United States and in several of the European countries about an inability to take bold actions when they're required, either with respect to, you know, crisis situations or even the longer-term issues. I mean, I think there's a real problem there.
So, Michael Spence, Nobel laureate in economics, are we headed back to another recession? Is this just an ongoing recession and we had a short period of a weak recovery?
No, I think that if I can give a conditional answer to that, the most likely outcome for us is a long, difficult recovery and not a big downward dip again, you know, over and above what we've already experienced. But I think that probability of a downward dip goes up if things go very wrong in Europe. We're very interconnected with Europe, and Europe is sort of the epicenter of risk right now. And if that may go well, it's not a sure thing that they won't be able to contain the Eurozone contagion problems. But if they don't, I think that will probably take us down as well.
Michael Spence, Nobel laureate in economics, professor of economics at NYU's Stern School of Business, echoing the words of Louise Story. Thanks, Michael.